Translation and purport by the divine grace. So let's see, back to the design of the key.
Jaya.
Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, after hearing from Buddha all about the annihilation of his friends and relatives, the learned Vidura pacified his overwhelming bereavement by dint of his transcendental knowledge. Let's repeat. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said,
Sri Sukadeva Goswami said,
after hearing from Buddha,
after hearing from Buddha,
all about the annihilation
of his friends and relatives,
the learned Vidura
pacified his overwhelming bereavement
by dint of his transcendental knowledge. Support. Vidura was informed that the result to the battle of Kshatriya was the annihilation of his friends and relatives, as well as the destruction of the Jagat dynasty, and also the passing away of the Lord. All this called into him bereavement of the time being. But because he was highly advanced in transcendental knowledge, he was quite competent to pacify himself by enlightenment. As it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, due to our long association with bodily relationships, bereavement on account of the annihilation of friends and relatives is not at all astonishing. But one has to learn the act of subduing such bereavement with higher transcendental knowledge. The talks between Buddha and Vidura on the topic of Krishna began at sunset, and Vidura was now further advanced in knowledge due to his association with Buddha. Hare Krishna. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, after hearing from Buddha all about the annihilation of his friends and relatives, the lion Vidura pacified his overwhelming bereavement by dint of his transcendental knowledge. Chata. That is the word. Right?
Shatar.
The prophet translated it to mean
Bidura. Shatar.
Not someone else. No one else is addressed as Shatar. Bidura. Why? Why is Shatar? Utpat becomes Buddha. He is the level of personality. Vidura is beyond Shoka. He is beyond Shoka. Asoka and Asoka come to Buddha and say, Pastor said. Pagyaka dance. Basa said. Pragya, one who knows, one who has knowledge, transcendental knowledge. Namu Sotanji Pandita. He does not lament. Namu Sotanji Pandita. The Pandita never lament for the living or the dead. Why? For Gyanadana. He has knowledge about the body. He knows. Therefore, all godly activities does not affect him. That is a sign of knowledge. What is a sign that one has knowledge? It's not the ability to repeat what you have heard. That is not knowledge. That's information. That one has ability to repeat what you have heard. That is pathology. It's not the sign of your pandita. The sign of your pandita is different. He is a soldier. No lamentation. Either for the dead or for the living, he does not lament. Because he sees beyond the body. That is Shatar Abdullah. He knows everything as it is. It's a learned person. So the Christian requested, Tabji Bani Bhakena, go and approach. One who has knowledge. Go and meet the person who has knowledge. When you are there, maintain humility and submissiveness. That should be the attitude. A disciple, submissive. Very submissive. Let's say disciples, very submissive. With that submissive attitude, with that humility, and Prabhupada said, menial saravas. Menial. Menial means you are less than a rag. Listen, right? Yes. The clothes to clean. Menial means you are less than that. Menial. I don't have any importance as a disciple. To be empowered to become a first-class disciple is the attitude. Then you so with that community, with that submissive, with that attitude, inquire on the blended personality. What is to be done and how to do it? Not just what is to be done. We should know how to do it. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gave assignment to Arjuna. He was to taught him how to do it. He didn't just give assignment to Arjuna. Krishna told Arjuna to fight, and he taught him how to do the fighting. So that is the beginning. When we maintain this quality before a Pandita or a Tapodarsi, the Krishna said, then he will also make you what? A Tapodarsi. There's no benefit going to meet someone who is going to love and teach you. To go to a person who is going to give us something that is missing, something which we don't have, then we should approach that person. So we go to a Tapa Darsi, so that the Tapa Darsi also make us what? A Tapa Darsi. How do we know we have gotten that knowledge from the civilized soul? How do we know that? Not just to go and acquire the knowledge. No one get a certificate and put it in their bag in the house. Is it not? No one get a certificate and put it in the house. After getting a certificate, you enter the street to look for where to apply the knowledge you have acquired. So how do we know we have got the knowledge? Your business expanded. That is the theoretical part. Now to show, Lord Krishna explained. And when you have gotten this knowledge, you will know that all living entities, they are mine. Actually, they are me. All living entities, everything, they are mine. When one sees every living entity as part and parcel of Krishna, that is the Tattva Darsi. Then how do we behave towards everything? For one who has the eye to see beyond the material, so do we see? We see the soul. Therefore, a Tattva Darsi who has been men become a qualified type of person, one who sees things as they are. He treats everyone with respect because he can see and dealing with Krishna's acts and passions. I am not dealing with ordinary things. I am dealing with Krishna's parts and parcels. The Tattva Darsi is very, very careful with everything because they know they are accountable for their actions. They are responsible for their actions. That makes human beings different from animals. Because we have this qualification, this quality, this ability to see all living entities as part and parcel of Krishna. And they will use them exactly in Krishna's service. Tattva Darsi never had the exploitative mentality. That's a qualification. That they don't use anything because they know to whom everything belongs. The Tattva Darsi.
They are very, very careful. Very mindful about
their words, because they know
it is either
it is a spoon or it's a lotus flower. There are two things. It is a spoon or lotus flower. Our speech is either a spoon or a lotus flower. That's what they say. They are fully aware of everything that I'm mindful by the words. Either I'm throwing stone at people, I'm throwing them lotus flower. Which one do you expect? Stone or lotus flower? That one's close. Well, not just last. That you can get from Shatta. Yes. Those who are learned. Those who know how to apply everything. Those who are mindful. They know that stone is not one of them. When it comes to doing this, it is useful if you are building a house, but not throwing at each other. Therefore, they don't use it. They know it's going to use everything. So Papa said, everything has its purpose, but the mind and knowledge knows how to apply it for the purpose it meant for. Everything has its utility. Everything has its utility. But the ability to apply it successfully depends on the man in knowledge. One who knows, who has ability. Not on that person. So he comes here. After hearing from Buddha all about the declaration of his friends and relatives, it's not a good news for any person. Not a good news that all their family members, any person who have ever known as their family member, are all gone. And any person you have known as a friend are all gone. So if you go back to your village now, you will never meet any person that you know, a family member. That is the message Buddha would give to Vidura. The result of the conceptual war is that every person in your family has been destroyed. For a moment, Vidura felt it. Vidura felt it. The overwhelming commitment of the destruction of his family members. He felt bad about it. But because of the power of knowledge, that did not last for long. It didn't last for long. For a person who has knowledge, when something happens, he's not going to recover from it. For lifetimes, for some people, for lifetimes, one will not recover from it. For lifetimes. Are you a learned person? We will lament, this shouldn't happen, but it has happened. So what are we going to do? Yes, it should not happen. You are neither Sabbath. So what will you do? What will you do? There are some people, it shouldn't happen, but it's happened. So what will you do? You kill yourself? You kill the person? Even if you do that, you're not going to get what has lost back. You're not going to get it back. So it doesn't make sense to fight against something that is beyond our power. We shouldn't lament over something which is beyond us. We should simply accept it as it is. That is a way of being happy in this world. You want to be happy in this world? Accept things as they are. And apply the principle of Krishna consciousness in everything that you meet. Application of Krishna consciousness philosophy works in the life of those who practice, and that also will bring happiness and success. But those who work against it will never be happy in this world. If you work against something which you cannot change, you will remain miserable in this world. Take things as they are and bring Krishna philosophy into it. So Vidura, he pacified himself because of the knowledge Uddhava has given to him before this news. Uddhava has spoken to him. If you go to chapter 2 of this, chapter 2 of this descent canto, text 7 is not there. This is chapter 3. If you go to chapter 2, text 7, Uddhava has already spoken to Vidura. That knowledge Uddhava gave to Vidura saved him. So here he was able to pacify himself by deep transcendental knowledge. Knowledge. Therefore, by each other, this is the word. There is nothing as sublime as transcendental knowledge. And those who have seen this, they will do what? Enjoy in due course of time. In this world, there is nothing as pure and sublime as transcendental knowledge. And this is not further. For those who are situated in the boat of knowledge, even if you want is considered to be the most simple of all sinners, you are transcendental. And Krishna concluded this chapter 4. Krishna concluded. Therefore, Arjuna, the ignorance which has existed in the heart should be smashed, to be destroyed by the weapon of knowledge. At the last verse, chapter 4. Destroy ignorance by the weapon of knowledge. So Krishna summarized chapter 4 of Gita. Arjuna, after giving him instruction about going to approach knowledge, sacrifice, yoga, tapasya, as a process of knowledge, Krishna summarizes it. Use knowledge to destroy ignorance. So Vidura is well composed with the bad news he has received because of his transcendental knowledge. The Prabhupada said here in the book, as it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, due to our long association, how long is our association with My. Hello.
Time in memoria.
And what are we doing? Since I'm in memoria, what are we doing?
Associating with
Krishna Bhakti? We have been associating with self-identification, illusion, since time immemorial. So it's a new thing for an old thing. Self-identification is old or new?
Very old.
Very, very old. Very, very old. And what has been our result? Complete Santusta Krishna? Santusta Krishna, that's it. Right? Are we Santustas? No. Therefore, something which is not working for a long time, what should we do about it?
Delete.
It should delete it. It will delete it. Means it is not useful. It is not going anywhere. So delete it. And look for alternative. Pure Krishna consciousness, devotional self. Therefore, we should turn it towards Krishna. Since Maya is not working, we should do what? We should turn our attention towards Krishna. That will work. Because that is original, it is natural. It is what we are made of. So Prabhupada said, because of long association with bodily relationships, bereavement on account of the annihilation of friends and relatives, it is not an astonishment. It shouldn't be a surprise that one is lamenting for this because of our ignorance. But one who has learned the art of subduing such bereavement with higher transcendental wants to transcend this by the weapon of knowledge. And knowledge is important. We should go for it. Because ignorance will always bring frustration and anxiety. And knowledge will always bring liberation, satisfaction, and happiness. Hare Krishna. Comments or questions? Yes, sir.
First, thank you for a nice class. I was watching you mention that we should have ramen for things. That's left in our control. Does that deprive us of the right to make a change? If we just accept things as they are, does that deprive us from taking a chance of making a change?
We should try to take things as they are. When we have tried and it's beyond our power, we should accept them. Does that mean we should not make a change? That was a question. Why not? Knowledge means what? Use what is useful that will help us achieve a goal. That is knowledge. We should use what is our present to get the success, which is the future. Use the present for the future. So we mentioned that anything which is beyond our ability cannot change, we should accept it based on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So use Krishna consciousness to accept it, not foolishly. In the world, we don't have ostrich philosophy in our system. Ostrich. That is not our system. Our system is different. We use transcendental knowledge to assess every of our activities. Correctly. So, a devotee is mindful. A devotee is mindful. Not aware, it's my karma for you, it's my karma. So I cannot chance to see you, that is my karma. I'm not a great disciple, I'm a great disciple, so don't blame me for that. That is my karma. Huh? That is laziness. Yes. The Christian knows it is our karma before he made this wonderful system available for him. Christian, you don't know. He knows our karma before he gave this society. After all, we didn't ask the Papa to give us this one. So he didn't know that we have karma. He knows that, yes, you can change the karma. Therefore, he gave a system how to change that. So he knows. So we shouldn't be lazy and take that as an excuse to remain a deviant. No. Take every advantage of the present situation and make advancement of this consciousness. That is transcendence. That is transcendence. That whatever happens, my faith in Krishna will increase. That is transcendence. My faith in Krishna does not go down. My faith in Krishna keeps increasing. That is transcendence. And nothing happens, good or bad, is helping me to increase my faith in Krishna. That is transcendence. I am transcendental, that's what it means. It's a meaning that is mindful.
Purport, we learn that we should be beyond spirit man. We should not lament upon the passing out of a person. But in funeral, as in our family, right, I have witnessed that most of our family, they lament and they bereave upon the passing out of the person. And we as Krishna conscious person, knowing that the person is a body, there is nothing to be lamenting, we keep,
So you don't join in lamentation.
Yes, we are not joining this group of lamentation. So the opinion of the family is Krishna conscious person is a stone-hearted person. He doesn't lament. They have nothing to participate in them. So so how should we behave in such a situation? Because the opinion of the public is in such a.
How will you advertise the beauty of color to a blind person? How will you advertise or make the blind person appreciate color?
Huh? Difficult.
It is nice.
Don't waste that time with them. Let them understand me or not. Don't waste that time. If they understand you and they don't understand, don't worry about that. Because they will not understand. So let us look at it carefully. We are lamenting for father who has just passed away, right? Have we ever seen the Father? Have we ever seen our Father lamenting God? Have we ever seen the person who we call a Father? Have we ever seen him?
No.
You understand? I'm asking if you have seen your Father. Have you seen your Father?
You see his video.
Has anyone ever seen his or her father? Mother?
The bodily platform.
Sisters? Brothers? Has anyone ever seen? Huh? Have you seen?
You see the address.
Have you ever seen your husband, your wife? Have you seen?
Yes.
It's a body you have been seeing all that long. It's a body. We have never seen the person we call a father, or mother, brother, or sister, husband, and wife. We have never seen. It's a body we have been seeing. And when the soul which you have not seen gives a body, the body which you have identified with the sin with us in the house. So what happened about it? What happened about it? The thing which you don't see, or the one which is still with us? And how long are you going to keep that body and lament God? I saw it was some few years ago. Maybe you remember. He said, Ezebu. One Nigerian man, very wealthy and famous. And he has many wives. Very wealthy, very famous, and many wives. He left the body very young. He left his body very young. He was 35. When his body was taken from a city to his own village, there were 50 cars that followed his dead body. After the 50 cars were following the dead body, the wives were the last people. The wives who had been with their loving husband were at the back. They were not the first car following the body of the husband. Why is that? It was smelly. It took some days before they had taken the body for burial. The body was smelly. The wives who have been embracing this body for years were at the back. They were not in the front. That's knowledge or ignorance?
Ignorance.
Why are they not embracing that body now? The casket was really expensive and beautiful. But what's the content? That is the illusion that people are celebrating, not knowledge. So, a devotee who has knowledge will waste his time for this. A devotee should not waste his time on account of nothing. A devotee should use the time Krishna consciously, not to use it to waste lamenting. What we want to get from lamentation?
Distress.
Huh?
Distress.
What do we get from lamentation?
Frustration.
Distress. Frustration.
Anxiety.
Anxiety.
Low esteem.
Not that we are Christian conscious.
Anxiety.
Frustrated. Bewildered. So why should we go for that? They don't understand. The second point. The person who has left the body. Suppose the person is a pious person and he has been elevated to heavenly planet. He is the heavenly planet and we are here on the earthly planet. We are lamenting. Who should lament for each other? The one in heaven or the one who is in the air here? Which one? They should lament for us. And we are lamenting for them. It's ignorance. Like sometimes, you see the beggars who have nothing, they are praying for those who have something. Who should pray for who? The one who has nothing is praying for someone who has something. Already he has. So he should show you some mercy and pray for you so that you can become like him or her. For you are praying for the person who has, oh God bless you. God already blessed me that I have something more than you.
Become a beggar.
So you should pray God to bless you so they can be like me. Because I've already been blessed by God. So in ignorance, you are blessing the person who already has. And they remain blessed. As in a little person will not lament for that person of lamentation. A fool will lament and nothing. Will our lamentation change the situation? To bring back the person? You know, we are lament so much. Right? That Christian will say, oh, yeah, lamented so much, okay. Go back to them. They are lamenting too much because of you. So go back to them. Christian will be like that. So she will not waste that time. Use our time professionally. Yes,
sir. All right, I don't need your assistance to reconcile this very same Vidura and Maitreya.
Yes.
And Krishna and Arjuna in chapter 2 of Gita, where Arjuna is also lamenting.
Yes.
And Krishna is discouraging his lamentation. That is post. Oh, pre.
Yes.
This is post. I want you to help me reconcile it. In both cases, people have died and somebody is discouraged. Don't lament for those who have died. And Arjun is being discouraged not to lament those who will die. I don't need a reconciliation.
I'm trying to get it.
Arjun has his relatives to fight.
Yes.
And he doesn't want to. And Krishna is encouraging you, don't lament, do your work.
Yes.
Here, the people have died already.
Yes.
And the person has to live on. Mm-hmm. But he will not continue his life smoothly if he's brooding on the demise of those people.
Yes.
In both cases, it's lamentation. So I just want you to help us reconcile it.
Arjun was too old to lament. And he was a believer. In his own case, he had not faced the situation for lament yet. He's just foreseeing the future. So he worries, oh, my relatives are going to be killed. Because I said, don't worry about it. We do that, his relatives have already been destroyed.
Yes.
And he's not worrying about it. You're not worrying, Mr. Bhagavad. So, Bidura and Arjuna. In Bidura's case, he's very fortunate that Uddhava has already enlightened him and gave him already transcendental knowledge. But Arjuna has not gotten the knowledge yet. So now he's wanting to get his own knowledge. So now Krishna is going to give him his own knowledge. See, he also become like Bidura. And he was. And when he got it, the same situation like Bidura. He didn't lament again. A person who didn't want to fight before, now he was fighting. He was fighting. See, you see what Arjuna happened? What Arjuna did? The subtle lesson is to learn here. Because if a conditioned soul doesn't want to cook, if I don't want to cook, they ask me to go and cook. Okay? Because you're superior to me. I will accept it. I'm going to cook. But what would be my mentality? This is cooking. It's not for me anymore. Let me just do it. Just a place. Do it. You do it. Just a place. I finished cooking. So I finished. I'll do it. Here, we're even cooking with our mind. Because it is not something we want to do. So we don't put our mind, our energy, our effort into it. We just did it. So, this is wrong. Because what we have, the energy we put in here, Krishna is going to respond to that. Arjuna, he didn't want to fight because he was in ignorance. When Krishna destroyed the ignorance, when he came to reality, he fought without reservation. Okay, Krishna, let me go to satisfy you anyway. No, Arjuna did not do like that. Arjuna put the whole of his energy into it. He became successful. So this mentality is one of that is Krishna consciousness. So should we?
Sa po propósito. Comment passe-t-il?